The permit for a waste injection well in Lochgelly expired in October 2012. The permit's for a Class 2 UIC, or Underground Injection Control Disposal Well. Class 2 fluids come from oil and gas exploration, development drilling, and production fluids. James Peterson is the Underground Injection Control Permit Reviewer for the DEP Office of Oil and Natural Gas. Peterson says pit owner Danny Webb Construction is in the process of renewing the permit. Peterson shares what the injection well is made of.
Three levels of protection on the UIC well. You have cementing of surface casing to the surface. You got cementing of the long string production casing above your formation you're injecting into, and you have a tubing and packer arrangement. It's a smaller pipe you put in that well, which gives you the ability to integrity test the casing of that well.
State lawmakers are considering other ways to dispose of fracking waste. Senate Majority Leader John Unger began the discussion during a meeting of a joint legislative oversight commission on state water resources last November. Since the water is mixed with various chemicals, pressurized, and pumped into wells to release the gas from Marcellus Shale rock formations during the fracking process, it's a critical component in the process. It's estimated that in West Virginia, each horizontal well requires about 5 million gallons of fresh water. About 10% of that comes back up during the process as flowback fluid. While new recycling practices adopted in the state are diverting about 75% of that flowback for reuse, Peterson points out that injection wells are still the best practice for disposing the remainder, at least for now.
You have to do something with those waste fluids, and to date, that's the best answer, disposal wells.
Peterson says the well is a commercial disposal site, which means waste can be shipped from a variety of places for disposal, including industries and municipalities.
When the well was first permitted, he was getting a lot of fluids from coal bed methane wells, both West Virginia and Virginia.
Most recently, though, Danny Webb Construction has accepted Marcellus waste from Pennsylvania as well as West Virginia, but there's no requirement to keep record of where the waste is coming from. Regardless, Peterson says the injection well wasn't posing the regulatory problem, but rather a pit or waste pond close to the site. When I visited the site last summer, there was a strong gas-like smell. Peterson says the UIC permit has not been accepted because the nearby sediment pond is not up to code. At a public meeting in June, community members shared concerns over the site. They worried the pit was leaking.
We do not see that it's leaking, but it has been compromised on top just where folks have been walking around the pit. So we're looking at bringing him up to current pit and pit construction standards, I guess you could say.
Peterson says Danny Webb Construction needs to fix the lining of the pit. Without it?
There's a potential that it could leak, but we haven't seen that it is.
The DEP also wants the company to install a leak detection system. The DEP denied the first plan and is waiting on the company to submit another for review. In the meantime?
They're no longer using the pit, but they can still receive fluids in the renewal process. They can do that.
Since the pond is used to remove solids from the waste, Peterson says Danny Webb Construction will need to use more filters at the site to avoid even bigger problems in the well itself. But that's not regulated, so it's up to the company to decide to use the filters. Danny Webb Construction did not immediately return our request for comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Lochgelly.